Ad-Dhikr, the meaning of the remembrance. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Compassionate. This is the music of the soul. When he lives in the garden, he sings. God makes this music and he lives in a garden different from any garden he has lived in before. He lives inside the garden of the soul. He has left his body because the body is not important in this religion. From the beginning, his body must be left outside and must be kept clean. Each follower lives with his God at the height of politeness. He knows the meaning of politeness and his heart is very beautiful. When he begins to sing, his soul begins to speak, and he knows the meaning of every word he sings. When he begins to remember the unity, he sees only the face of God. He sees light coming from the letters of the name, and each letter becomes bigger and bigger. He is empty of all but God and lives in the heart of his God, facing him soul to soul. This is the life, the only life. When he leaves everything outside and loses himself in the heart of God, he feels beauty and peace. He has left his heart and his soul. He has left everything and lives only for God. He returns to the first world, the world of pre-eternity, all is all, before creation. If anyone wants to remember the name, he must first wash. Wash with the holy water of truth. This is the way of courtesy. He returns to the source of this courtesy each time he washes. He must open his heart and his ear to be washed in its water, which takes him from this earth to the world of the soul, to the light. He is cleaned of all unnecessary qualities and is reborn every minute. In each remembrance of the name, he cleans his heart and his soul. Everyone needs this cleaning. He wants his soul to live free in the world of all is all, to return to his origin. This is the true place of his birth before he came into this world. He lives with his soul because he has the knowledge of the name and lives only with his God in each remembrance. The remembrance of the name needs to be done by a special person, in a special place, and at a special time. This remembrance is very holy. It is like the peace. It is not for everyone. If any of these three are not present, then the remembrance is forbidden. They all must be joined together to make the dhikr complete. When the student makes the dhikr, he lives in the garden of the soul, in a high station. As he says the name, he speaks with his God, soul to soul. It is necessary for him to be with God all the time, not just when making a dhikr, but to be facing his God at any time, at any place, and to be in constant dhikr. Everyone needs to be in remembrance of the name continually all his life, and to be with God always, not just at a certain time. In this way he reaches God who is his master. Each time he remembers himself, because he has returned to the source, and there is no difference between him and his God. God does not need this remembrance. He is very rich. But each time he remembers his name, he cleans his soul to be one of his beloved. When he reaches this high station, it is of the highest courtesy to remember his name in a low voice. If he is inside you, and you live with him all your time, why do you speak loudly to him? He listens inside you. If you speak in a loud voice, you are not being polite with him. You need the highest politeness when you sit with your Lord. In the beginning, the student can remember in a loud voice because he does not have the knowledge. But when he reaches, he needs to be very quiet and to remember in his heart and softly on his lips. Be silent and very polite when you remember his name. When a person does not know, he does not say anything. Then when he wants to know, he begins to remember the name all the time. This remembering is necessary for him to become complete. When he is complete, he remembers himself and no other, because he has become one with the name. When he remembers the name of God, he also remembers himself. He is the mirror of God, for him to see himself reflected. Each remembrance cleans this mirror to reflect only the qualities of God. He needs to change his body from station to station, not stopping with the body. Leave the world, ad-dunya, and begin to live inside. But know that there is no outside and no inside. All is one when he remembers the name. This is the meaning of ad-dhikr, the remembrance. You are the remembrance. There is no difference between you and him. When a student reaches and is complete, there is no difference between him and his Lord. He is his mirror. But in the beginning, he must follow every word God has given him and every order. He must pray and send love and mercy to everyone and know the meaning of this mercy. Begin with yourself. Help yourself first. Send love and mercy to yourself. After you have helped yourself, then you can send mercy and love to another. You cannot send mercy if you do not see the mercy in every face. Love everything because everything in this world is the picture of God. Without love, you cannot reach. And without giving mercy and being courteous with everyone, you cannot reach. Listen to every word and search for its meaning to know who speaks with you. There is nothing and no one, only He. If you see another, then you are still not witnessing the complete truth, because every picture fades into one picture after a time. When the remembrance becomes complete in your being, you will see only one picture and know that there is nothing, only He. Know that you are the question, and you are the answer, and you are everything. When you stop making differences between the outside and the inside, you can touch the secret inside you because the outside and the inside are the same. This is the meaning of the remembrance. When you remember the name of God, you live in the garden. There are many gardens when you reach God, but He wants you to live in the garden of His soul, now, not tomorrow. Not after you die, but now. You can feel happiness and peace, and you can touch Him in your hand. Do not stop or go slowly if you want Him. I have said enough. Allah. Allah.